The issue with this
It's
sort of arose from like these kind of being like duplicitous like committees that all liaised with the Basic Needs Center. And so we worked with Basic Needs Center because the Basic Needs Center staff has to sit on all three of these committees. So we figured out a way to be like, okay, here's one committee where all of you will sit on, and we're gonna kind of wrap all the charges of all three into this. And I was actually planning to, I don't know if you guys remember, it was like the first week I was going to sunset the housing security deposit fee oversight committee. But it's actually just been a committee that's low-key super important that we just haven't convened for a few years. So part of this is also like restarting the purpose of that one, because it's like a it's a fee that like we charge students, and then we give out, the Basic Needs Center gives out grants to people who need help with like housing if they're like housing insecure. And it's just having like a student oversight over who they're giving that grant to, and all that type of stuff. So yeah, as far as like liaising with campus, like it's all pretty sound.
Cool. Anybody else have
Anyways,
thoughts?
by the way, we have such a collaborative all.
I just have a grammar thing if no one else has any serious concerns. Okay. And then there's two clauses you should add because the idea is that like 3423 and 3404 look both completely gone, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're reserving those and consolidating.
Yeah, so I'll just add that language. We can continue if everyone's fine approving as amended, and I'll just type this out real quick.
Your motion. I motion to exit informal discussion on item E.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, motion to exit informal discussion by Senator Beardsley, seconded by Senator Abnousi. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, item, oh, sorry, is there another motion?
Point of information. Do you have a preference on which one we enter into?
Starts with your campaign financing.
Okay. Oh, you really want to save the best for last. Okay. I motion to enter informal discussion on items. Wait,
The emotion.
I retract my motion. Did we? Because.
You have to motion for item E to like so send it to the Senate.
Yeah. Okay. I was just making sure. Okay. I motion to forward item E as amended to the Senate.
Okay, so second.
Second. Oh.
Who wants it? Okay, motion to
Forward.
forward item E as amended to the Senate by Senator Beardsley, seconded by Senator Lucy. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, item E has been forwarded to the Senate. And is there another motion?
I motion to enter informal discussion on item C.
There's a second.
A second.
Okay, motion to enter informal discussion on item C by Senator Beardsley, seconded by Senator Scott. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we're in informal discussion for item C.
All right. So this is the same bill for those of you who were in Burke. This is the same. It
Hey.
was so it was amended before or is actually amended this past Friday to basically make the language in line with the CFO and basically how he feels like his position would be affected, how is the most logical way to go about implementation, and what language gives basically him enough wiggle room to do it in the face of financial constraints and shifting finance systems, basically. With that being said, a lot of the language did change, but none of the intent nor the like fundamental core aspects of the bill were changed. So even if you had read it prior, I would say maybe briefly just skim over it. But like I said, the bill is very similar to how it was before that. Yeah. Does anyone have any thoughts on it?
What is the ECCFC?
That is a
Oh, Elective
great
Council for
question.
Finance.
It's
It's never really been
apparently,
around before, but
yeah, they've never really operated, but I kind of found it in there. So instead of having to make a whole different committee for it, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to give them a job, and now they have to meet. So Ryan, that'll be up to you. Well, you won't be there actually for next year, but whoever the next EC chair, they'll have to help run that basically.
the purpose is essentially to be like campaign finances FICOM because it would overload FICOM to send every campaign finance thing over there too. Jonathan approved this alternative pathway.
Oh my God. Sorry, my English was. Oh, sorry.
Have to recognize. You can't motion.
A motion to
Is
recognize EC Chair Brian Hollier.
there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion to recognize EC's Chair Javier by Senator Yang, seconded by Senator Scott. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, EC Chair Javier has been recognized.
It's also like Biden could be conflict of interest too.
Yeah, that's it.
Just
Yeah.
I have a question about 9.3.2. What does that mean? I read it earlier and I was just confused.
9.2.
On
9.
Appendix A.
Yeah, that
Sorry.
is.
Appendix
What?
Without
A.
the reimbursement, wait, Blair.
Yeah, what is going on?
Should indicate degree of weak.
I think
Okay.
you didn't write this. You're moving them somewhere else, right?
Yeah, this was copy and pasted from
Yeah,
another
but
bylaw. So basically, all of the language from this is taking and mutating the current language that is included in 2150, which is restrictions on all money that the ASUC spends. I have taken and, in the preferred language of Mr. CFO, relaxed or mutated those exceptions or restrictions, rather. So basically, things like that just I don't believe would make sense on ASUC, like flyer material for campaigns, is included in that. And that's how the reason why we included that in that section.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait, I'm just like trying to, I'm finding the other like Bible.
If you look at 2150 at the very bottom, it should include like that. I'm pretty sure it's.
And you're going to do all this stuff to make sure next year's people know this, right? That's my only concern.
Yes. Yeah.
Anybody else? Any amendments need? Cool.
Oh, wait, also, Jada, it's in 2150, so Appendix C, it's 2.2.4. That's where I got it from.
Wait, yeah. Okay, so I have to
Yeah.
work. Okay,
Anybody else? Or is there a motion?
wait,
Okay, go ahead.
executive for seven, sorry, Appendix B 7.1.1. Executive officer, chief of staff shall not exceed 2,000. Is it already above 2,000 in certain offices, or is it? I thought it was 1,000, or is it 2,000?
It's in aggregate, so
I think
that
it's
would
like in
be,
some of them they are.
yeah, so like in the total amount. So if you have multiple chiefs of staff, you would have to divide it by that amount. Like
I
you
think
can't
it's
go more than.
1,000. It's not 2,000.
Is it current?
Yeah, it's currently 1,000.
I thought
But do
so.
you have, is it split between two chiefs of staff though?
Yes, usually if you have two, each like 500 long.
Is anyone go above
I
that?
have
Because I
president.
think
We have to
there's.
check if anyone's like so. Because if not, we should maybe amend that to be
Office of the
clear.
President Chief Staff stipend is $2,000. Are you
It's not even.
recognized? I only got five.
No,
No, it's
you're
fine. It's
not.
1,000 a semester
On
back.
the budget.
What?
Maybe it's 1,000 per semester, but it's 2,000. That's what he's talking about, not per semester,
Yeah,
but.
wait, this is per year.
Sorry. You're
Yeah.
sorry. You're sorry. Okay.
Yeah, on the budget, it says 2,000.
Okay. Because it's
I
like
told
the
guys.
whole.
Yeah. Also, that's a secondary thing that this bill was trying to accomplish is putting into the bylaws a way for us to amend the stipends that officials receive. So if ever in the future people wanted to change it, what this does is it sets a top line amount, like you can't exceed this amount. So technically, CFO budget constraints, they could go lower. But what this would do is like say if someone wanted to change like an exec's or a senator's stipended amount. A senator could do that through the bylaws instead of having to go through APSA and basically like argue their way through it. So it's a way to kind of like institutionalize anyone in the future who wants to change or regulate how much officials are paid, which I think is just a good practice going forward as well. That's like a separate thing this bill does.
Is there a motion or any other thoughts?
What's our, can someone explain to me 6.1.8.2?
Of which appendix?
B, wait, Appendix B.
6.18.2 Appendix B.
6 point.
I just wanted to make sure without
Oh,
like that.
do you want to say that?
I can explain it. So basically, there's some commission chairs where they split the stipend between multiple people, and this is just saying like, oh, even if you split it, it can't go over that amount. And also, this doesn't mean that commission chairs are entitled to a stipend in the first place.
Okay.
Like you have to request it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, wasn't that the whole thing with like the Disabled Students Commission?
Yeah.
They did like yeah.
Like there's several things where like Jonathan's big thing was you can't make ABSA do something because ABSA reserves the right to
Yeah.
whatever the funding level is that year.
Like you're supposed to apply and
Yeah,
stuff would be. I know that was an issue like I think last year or something, so I just needed to get.
if the commission's on top of stuff, then
Oh,
if the commission's on top of stuff, then
it's no comments.
cool.
Is
All right.
everyone good with it?
Any other
Or does anyone
questions?
look
Did
at
we
it
make any?
anymore? No.
We didn't know. Okay. Good.
I do what you go for. You.
Is it you exit first, right? Motion exit and full discretion.
Okay, motion to exit informal discussion by Senator Abnousi. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Yang. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we have exited informal discussion. Is there another motion?
I make a motion to forward item C to the Senate.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Motion to send item C to the Senate by Sen Senator Scott, seconded by Senator Yang. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, it has been forwarded to the Senate. Cool. Any other motions? Last one.
So,
All right.
Your response?
So I motion to enter informal
Okay.
discussion on item D.
Second.
As a motion by to exit, I mean to enter informal discussion on item D by Senator Beardsley, seconded by Senator Abnousi.
Oppose these
Um,
products.
are are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none.
Can we take a minute to read it?
Yeah, let's all take a moment to read the complaints.
Wait, what are you guys
The group
referencing?
chat here.
Yes.
Oh,
Okay,
yeah.
sorry.
Come on,
hey.
So
Like Josh is my back.
Oh,
So,
hey, how about context? How about context?
how about you give some context, Dave?
Context.
Don't.
So I wrote this bill, and basically, since it does impact the. Yeah, move out.
Unless you want
Wait, are we good?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so basically, I wrote this resolution with the intent to have GovCom overall, or not GovCom, but the Judicial Council overall just like more involved in the association as a whole. Since typically they are very inactive in the fall, if not active at all, basically. And so this is kind of trying to bring them in through the legislative process and have them informed on bylaws as they change and as they come about so that they can better be made aware of that. And then either the chair or the designee can bring that information to Judicial Council as a whole whenever they meet during election season to, go over any disputes. So with that being said, when I wrote this up, I did send an email to Zed, who's the current Judicial Council chair, and I basically said, "Hey, this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. This would impact your role. Would you like to either come to the meeting directly and present your thoughts on it yourself, or if you want to send a message, I will forward that to GovCom, give you guys all a chance to read it and go over it." So this was his response to a bill that would basically make them an ex officio, so non-voting member on GovCom, just so they can be involved in the discussion and meeting as a whole. So we can all take a minute to read that if you guys.
I have a question regarding like the last page of the letter that was sent. It says by assigning enforcement authority to blah 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 blah. You guys can read it yourself. Do you no, I didn't want to like talk too much. Yeah. Don't Shelby, don't you already like enforce their stipends or do you not?
So that's what I was kind of, yeah, because when I was reading it, I had that exact thought. The thing is they like the chair doesn't really do reports, and I technically like haven't done it yet because they haven't really been meeting, as it was just mentioned they don't do much in the fall. But technically, like, so the only thing I would really be like stipend reducing them for is attendance, like if they didn't attend a JC meeting. So you are correct. Like I already, it's kind of like the way he this. I mean, and I could be misinterpreting, but like kind of the way this letter I think is like worded a little bit. It makes it seem like personnel already like this would be, involve intervening personnel, but personnel is already intervened. Like they're an ACC unit, any ASUC unit. Like I'm the one doing the stipends. So,
Okay.
and I do sorry. And real quick, I do want to make a point that.
I think is like a really good point. They effectively do nothing in the fall. And whether or not I agree with her, I think it's necessary, whatever. I think like obviously like, their largest function is probably handling election stuff, but they do receive stipends for the fall, all of them. And justices who were onboarded in like November, I think it was, when do we onboard all of them? And then they got a stipend like a month later, like hundreds of dollars. So that's something I think to keep in mind that I thought was a little interesting when I was doing stipends.
Motion to recognize Jonathan.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there a oh yeah, is it okay? Motion to recognize Jonathan Franco by Senator Abnousi, seconded by Senator Yang. Any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none. Good. Go ahead. Oh,
They stand it.
I think they want to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was like, oh no, Jason said shooters on. It's crazy. Okay.
I'm glad you brought this up because I agree.
Thank you for that.
thank you for comment. Thank you. Like, did you like what about making it like, you know, mandatory, like the like even just like I guess if you wanted like JC or just I guess more like JC chair as more of like a kind of to be more active, like what about like including them like as being like required to be at some, like I think that's a key way to kind of get them more involved, or every like bi-weekly with like reports of like what they're doing. Because I think like if these justices are getting stipends, obviously that's stipulated by APSA, like they can be reduced whenever like time, but also too with your legislative power, like you know maybe like stipulating like okay like if justices are onboarded like past a certain time, like limiting that. But also too I think I agree because I think every year there's issues where like the kind of way that the AACC operates isn't understood by JC, or like they kind of don't understand that because they don't go to these Senate meetings. They really don't care about like the internal operations of the AACC, nor it's like kind of resolutions that functions with the AACC. So I think like maybe like reports like every like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, like something along the line can like more towards JC chair, but like the entire JC going kind of seems redundant. But I think JC chair has more of a responsibility to do so, in that sense. But also to counter his argument, like ex officio isn't like required attendance. Like a lot of the times it's just like you're added onto the decal, or like you're kind of reminded to go, because like CLO is like ex officio to like
Yeah.
every committee or
Okay.
No one
I
from
think
like
you have
OP
to
comes.
also, I don't have legislative authority, so.
No, I definitely think that's a good point to bring up. My only thing is I think Senate meetings are, in my opinion, kind of where the finalized work goes. The intent of this was to bring them into more of the like working through progress of changes being made, which I think like if you make them go to Senate meetings, are they going to read the bills that would impact their position? I think they'd probably just go do their homework in the back. Or like it, like if we're talking about doing attendance for the entirety of the meeting, not just presentations, I do think having them come and do reports at Senate meetings is a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Especially during like after election, I mean, but I don't know.
They are already listed. They have a slot every 2 weeks, but they don't.
Oh,
So
really?
maybe you can either stipulate that to like stipend.
But it's an equity thing because do we dock commission chairs, charter program chairs, committee chairs for
I
not coming to
mean,
the
but
reports? Do you want?
can't they just come on Zoom? Or is that, oh, that's also
We stopped
not
that last year.
that. Wait, I have a I don't know. Okay, so I feel like Senate attendance isn't even mandatory for executive appointments. I think maybe this is a matter of like enforcement, because I think the intent is like integrating them more in the functions. But I also kind of see what he's saying of like, it's maybe not, even if it is something that might affect their position, maybe it's not wise for them to like be involved with it, because it's like almost like the legislative branch, like in real government, is like telling sometimes Supreme Court to do something or whatever. So like, I kind of get what he's saying, but I also agree that like, I think maybe a workaround could be that JC has to come to like, but then we might have to do this for other units as well, but like JC has to come to like EOLI type trainings and like winter conference and that type of stuff, which I think is probably already written. Yeah,
What,
sorry. Sorry.
to your last point, I had a similar idea that I brought up to I think Matt before. I was like, why don't commission chairs like there's obviously like a bridge. I'm not gonna derail too much, but I also brought up JC and he was like he just doesn't think that it's likely. Obviously I'm not saying like he's like the governing voice, but I'm like
Like a cultural thing.
yeah.
Yeah, because then yeah, commission chairs only have their like short commission summit
Let's see.
and stuff like that.
Because even then, it's like you can't really force them to go because sometimes they just don't really.
And winter conference, we do. He did go, but it's the same thing as like saying the elections council chair must go to ELI. We don't usually one for ELI. Like pointed in the hall.
Thank you.
Tori, and maybe we could reframe the resolution to be more like we can keep the same title, but just like calling on the association at large to be more like to hold people more accountable. Like, I don't know.
But then, like, what would then be the accountability mechanism? Like, you're gonna withhold stipends, like make cuts, or like, what would that be the enforcement mechanism? Like, if you're changing culture, then that would be, you would then have to like, because we can't force the like advisors to do certain things, but like it'd have to be a CPO thing. Like, you have to like tell every single commission, but you can't withhold stipends. Like.
We can tell SGBA to do things if we want, but I'm just saying like maybe this could be more of like an awareness getting resolution of like, hey guys, like there's a problem, like let's all work together to fix it, but not like change anything about like stipend reductions or attendance or problem. I don't know. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah, I think then at that in that case, like it's kind of like how every single year, like last year, we had community agreements like in like FICOM. And but like those community agreements weren't passed this year, and that's like there's nothing that agreeing. So I think there should be a enforcement mechanism. Like I see the need because I think like I feel like JC doesn't know anything that's going on. Like I've talked to JC chairs in the past, like they don't really know what's going on within the AACC, like at least understanding what the like there, I feel like there needs to be enforcement if you're gonna get your stipend, and like that the fact that they don't do reports is maybe something you can do. Because I mean, imagine that like we're a nonprofit, we're mirrored after the U.S. government, but like CPO is CPO, like they are personnel of the AACC regardless, and CPO is not. So that can also be an enforcement mechanism, like where like you have to do a report of what you're doing, like kind of thing maybe. Because I think I agree with enforcement, because if it's not written in the bylaws, like you can't really do anything about it. And changing, like making like a broad resolution to like change culture is, I think it'll just get swept out of the realm. Like kind of like any all the stance taking resolutions. Like unless you're like doing something about it, like no one's really doing anything. Unless like you have like an MOU with SGPA to be like, this is what you have to do, this is how it's gonna be honored. CPO is gonna like, and it's gonna be written into CPO's bylaw. If that makes sense.
You're talking about an MOU with SGPA for
Like,
commissions or for JC?
I'm just saying in general, like, you know, what things that you want them to do for years to come. And, like, I don't know, maybe MOU is the wrong term, but you kind of get the point of what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I definitely would like to keep it as in, just to get them closer to the process as a whole. And I understand the argument that he made about like, oh, it's supposed to be like this more separate thing, and bringing them into the legislative branch in a sense, even if just for like discussions, can impair their ability to interpret it in their own way. My disagreement to that is I think the gains far outweigh the costs of that in terms of having them be more informed in general of the ASUC and what is going on, and also just have them feel like more included, because they seem, I get the whole idea of it and it being modeled after the US government is like, oh, they're like the Supreme Court, they're like their own thing, they're just very separate and insulated. But I think at a local government level, and especially like we are a much smaller institution than that, it makes sense to have all of our members be as informed and aware of what's going on and the moving parts of it as a whole.
Did you have a
Yeah, and something I
second?
just wanted to note, kind of like amending what I said prior. So I kind of just did a bylaws deep dive, and something that I've seen a lot is a lot of times when people are looking at the bylaws, they only look at their own bylaw. But if you look in other bylaws of people who might have like interest in what you're doing, you might find stuff about your own bylaws there. So it looks like Zed, he referenced just like what I'm looking in here, it's under the Judicial Council bylaws. And in that, there's nothing that he is correct. There's nothing that dictates about personnel and about that, which is why I think he may be under this impression. But if you look under my bylaw, so if we're in 1407, 2.1.14, it's talking about how everybody who are officials are subject to these bylaws, to my bylaws. and that includes judicial council members. And so I did kind of a dive into then from there, and this we kind of ran into the same issue with the execs and appointeds, and this can be an issue for another day, but the deductions for attendance is under Senate. So if you, the only thing that mentions like the 8% Senate, 5% committee, 1% legal courts is under Senate. So technically by the bylaws, only senators are subject to that. But what, like the point of what I'm saying is that JC is still subject to personnel. So anything in my bylaw where I'm referencing officials applies to them, which means I can freeze their stipends for volunteer forms and do all of those things. So I just did want to make that caveat because I think before I was talking about attendance. So I guess technically I could not deduct them for attendance, but that's the only thing I couldn't do. Everything else, like they're still subject to that. Which I think just kind of begs the whole thing. I think it was like mentioned before, just like about JC being separate. Like they are separate. And I really agree with Franco's point of like they think they are very separate, but I think they're just misinterpreted. Like you are still the ASUC Judicial Council. And so I just wanted to make that caveat because this letter is obviously very written in reference to the JC, the bylaw for JC, which I forgot the number. But if you look in a lot of the other bylaws about officials, like they are mandated in my bylaw as like anything that says officials applies to judicial council members. So all of this stuff still, like, I think he's under a false impression.
I would want to follow up with that too about, so is that a constitution or bylaw thing in terms of the attendance for senators?
That's bylaw. It's in 1203 Senate attendance.
So bylaw could be, the bylaws could be amended to include JC then.
Yeah, you could very easily, you could, all you would really have to do is update the JC bylaw, or it could be under my bylaw with that. But Senate is the only one who has like 1203 Senate attendance. There's nothing in my bylaw or JC's that talks about attendance. The only thing is that in 1407 CPL, it includes, it says ASUC personnel are the volunteer officers, officials of the ASUC. Following ASUC personnel shall be subject to this bylaw. Execs appointed senators, JC and EC.
Okay,
So,
so I would have to add a separate thing for that. Gotcha.
yeah, for executives and too. My thing is, like, I really like the idea of this, but I'm just wondering if there's like another way that's not just having them ex officio and govcom to include them more. I don't know. Does anyone have thoughts on that?
I
Like,
kind of get what you're saying. I think, like,
yeah.
and I think especially like this response really is kind of giving us light into what, like, this disconnect between JC and the ASUC as a whole. So I think like this is a really good like issue that's been brought to light. I think I agree with the point of that. I don't know if ex officio is necessarily the way, but I think this like this is obviously showing that there is some disconnect. There needs to be some bylaw updates in terms of JC, and that maybe we could discuss potential alternative avenues for including them. But I kind of do kind of see the point of like the conflating that Zed brought up, that maybe GovCom isn't the best place for it. Even though I will say, like, I do want to make the note, like, ex officio, it's just kind of giving them, like, you don't have voting power, you don't have whatever. It's just kind of like extending that invite to be in the room, which I don't think there's anything a problem with that. In fact, I would, I think that'd be great for JC, but I could, if that's his opinion, I wouldn't, go against that. But I think, like, maybe we could just discuss, like, alternative paths. But I think this is begging a really good, point about that Jace. There is obviously a disconnect between JC and us.
And like, but then should we include EC? Like, yeah.
I was just gonna bring that up.
Yeah.
And again, not to put anything on elections council. It's nothing that, I'm just comparing two constitutional bodies. Like, they are the only two constitutional bodies that we have mentioned. And yes, they should probably be re-ingrained and probably be brought in.
Land Commission.
Last year, me, Kyle, and Riley, we discussed this very point of should we have more stuff for elections council, judicial council to do in the fall? But at what point does it become just creating busy work? Like, elections council is there in the fall in case there's a special election. There's not been a special election in the last probably 10 years at least, if longer. And judicial council, like, I can make some mock trial cases, I can do some advisory opinions, but there's not much we all know in
Or
this
like if
room
somebody gets harassed or
that,
something.
yeah, something gets harassed, but usually that's more of a CPO thing. Judicial council is mainly there for constitutional questions or the big, every year there's a big elections case,
Yeah, like you would only go to JC if it's like if you were, there has to be discrimination. Otherwise, it would just be under me. Like you'd have to be fighting on discrimination to go to JC.
JC is there as, like,
A
for CPO.
protection, an important protection, but
It's protection and a parallel to, the Supreme Court, because we like to parallel the government so much. But just to play the other side, I'm not sure there is that much valid work we can give them before elections really starts. Like, I'm preparing them. I have a whole curriculum ready to go to train them and the elections prosecutor and public defender in preparation for the big elections case and making some things like that. But I'm not sure there's much I can invent beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this would be the only reasonable like work to give them that isn't just like busy work, you know, in a sense. I feel like they can genuinely take stuff away from being involved in these meetings because it would make them have to be informed about changes or updates if they are proposed, like especially when it comes to like things like elections, which they, you know, obviously are more involved with. Yeah, that's kind of my take.
But at the same time, like they, I mean, I know it's not in practice what happens, but like as members of association, they get all the public, they get all the emails of updates, and they, and that's the, I think that's the issue. This, like, I totally agree with what you're saying, but I just feel like, oh, were you gonna say something, Amber?
Yeah, I was gonna actually bring up that point. Like what you're trying to do, I also agree with, but I feel like the invite that you're extending is already extended. Like making it a requirement, I feel like we'll just make them do the same thing you said, come sit in GovCom, do homework, and call it a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there is a better way. I can't think of it right now, but I feel like there is a better way to get them to be more involved and informed throughout the fall semester, because I do think it's important what you're saying. I just don't know if they would take full advantage of it, you
Yeah.
know.
Like, we could prepare a report for JC and EC or something like that, and all the
Yeah.
commission. I don't know if that's like doing too much, but like,
I don't know. I think having at least like if we, I think my main goal with this, even if there isn't like a direct enforcement arm, like with the stipend thing, like Loki, that's probably something I'll work on too. But I think the main intent of this is institutionalizing, put it in there, like you are an ex officio member, just it makes a like
an ex officio
hopefully.
attendance isn't required. It's not
No, it's
required.
not. Yeah. But I'm just saying it makes it like, okay, we've written this down. Like now it's also in front of him that this is
Formalized.
like, hey, ec or GovCom is saying that we want to do this. It's becoming more formalized their attendance. And even if they do come in here and they don't take full advantage of it, this is just one JC chair. And I do acknowledge the fact that like he signed up for this job before this was an obligation. Whereas in the future, when other JC members sign up to be the chair, that they will also be, you know, prepared to be involved at GovCom. And also, I will say they can also like send a designee, which would ideally be someone who's also on JC, just so they can, you know, parrot back any information.
That makes sense.
I'm thinking, just echoing what everybody else already said, I think just not necessarily in harmony. I feel like if there's a follow-up to him and say like, hey, here's the points that were brought up, here's the reasoning, I don't think he would hold a grudge against us.
An idea I had, I mean, like if like JC reform or like just better like JC inclusion, it kind of seems like there's like a lot of, like there seems like a lot of different things that are like, you know, kind of being brought up. It's, you know, like I think like the question of like, oh, do we even need them in the fall? It's kind of being asked, and like, but yes, we do, but we don't. Like, I think maybe might be a good idea if like we tabled this, and like, I don't know how, I mean, like, because this would be giving you work, but like, if this is something like that is important to you, which I do agree, especially on my end, like I'm already thinking about the attendance thing. Like, that might be something I'm doing on my own, and we'll talk to you about. But maybe like tabling this and then coming back with just like a general JC reform resolution might be like a good way to go about this. I think there's a lot of like good points that were brought up about JC, and it seems like we're all kind of in agreement that like there needs to be some kind of, you know, reform to this, but we don't exactly have the best idea for like path forward right now. So maybe like tabling this and then coming back with just, yeah, like a general JC reform resolution, including like encompassing all these things, might be a way to do it.
I would personally be against tabling it. The only thing I could see maybe as a better approach going forward is so I do have in here that basically like the enforcement, it's not really like enforcement, but would start in March, which in my mind, the reason why I did that was so that they could be involved in any changes to like election bylaws that may go through here or like, you know, just in that general time period.
That's a cute
I'd be
idea.
down to amend it to take that part out and have it start next year. In terms of enforcement, like if we want to amend that, if that seems like a better way to go about it, I would still want to stay with having them be ex officio at least on GovCom person.
I think maybe like I'm just looking at like even where it's like, and I don't know if this has been like amended yet, but like looking at it, like therefore it be resolved that the JC chair shall be required to attend meetings as ex officio. Like that is conflicting.
That makes
Like it would
sense.
be shall be invited. I think that might have also scared him off. Like shall be invited to attend meetings as an ex officio non-voting member.
I could change the language on that to reflect that more so.
Still just worry about like the legislative completion. I think that's my only thing. It's like, shouldn't even be weighing in on deliberations about legislation.
Would you be open to, I don't know if this is like formal, but like, I don't know if this is a term tabling, but like pushing it for a week and then maybe you can have a
Taylor.
conversation. Would you be open to that? Be like a no, but maybe like you can even like try talking to them to see if they're, is another
I
thing he's
mean,
open to.
if we amend it to be where he's not like required or like, you know, whatever listed to start in March and it's just the next JC chair so they know what they're signing up for, then I feel like it wouldn't really be necessarily to consult him that much because I don't think he's planning to be JC chair next year, from my understanding.
I get that, but even just like the idea as a whole, in my opinion, like I feel like we all should,
Wait, sorry.
I just meant like the bill as a whole. I feel like we can all kind of benefit from like coming in with like potentially better ideas. And if we see that there's none and no one's thinking of a better idea, then I feel like this is a good idea. Like I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying like I don't know it.
I would kind of be more on the stance of moving this forward and then bringing up more idea or not ideas, but better reforms going forward. But I think this is a good first step in that, right? Whereas like I don't think there's going to be able to fully like do all of those overhauls within the next week.
I understand that.
Yeah, that would just be my take, but
anybody else?
I'm not voting, so it's all up to you guys that are sitting on the committee, but I feel like taking a week can hurt just so it's not like so something that everyone feels comfortable with, like Andrew was saying, like you can think of more ideas if but also like if it's if the kind of like independent thing isn't like a I don't know, it's up to you guys, I guess.
And I'm down to also like I don't want to like table it for a week and then leave it on you. Like I'm down to meet with you and then like we can go over it together. And yeah, we can schedule the time after, but like and whoever wants to join can join. But yeah, I don't want to say the table for a week and then just like leave it on you. Like that's not what I'm saying. Because I do think like the idea you have is really good. I just feel like maybe we can think of a
They still recognize, yeah.
I mean,
No, you're so good. I was finishing up, yeah.
Yeah, adding on to her point, I know last semester someone tried to do like a constitutional bodies reform thing, got tabled because it was like not as developed. I'm not saying you should pull language from it because it really didn't do much. But I like as I don't have legislative power, but I think tabling it for the week and then adding the kind of things that we mentioned is like the enforcement mechanisms and like I mean for the past like we've seen the AAVP EVP overhaul their like bylaws and just kind of add their names from different bylaws and maybe you can do that onto this resolution of like incorporating it more into the association because honestly like the senator bylaw needs a lot of change like for sure and so like I mean maybe like meeting with like the commit this committee and like talking about those overhauls and like specifically mentioning them because I think you would appreciate more substantive change to get the point of your resolution across more. And I think if you discuss the things that need to be changed and add those simple copy and paste, like, you know, changes, I think it'd be easier for you and the next judicial council, like, and the judicial council chair now to kind of understand that, like, the culture, obviously, the culture of this enforcement is going to start next year. And I think because, he walked into this year not having to do that, but I think this kind of goes into the point that I was trying to prove earlier. Like these enforcement mechanisms become culture when they are enforcement. So like the next judicial council chair will like be like, okay, this is my bylaw. Like I really don't care. This is changed. And I have to do it. Like they're not going to complain because they can't change the bylaw unless they get a senator to like change it again. So I think overhauling it by tabling it a week and then maybe meeting with people on the weekend or something. I mean, you want to. Also too, like I'd be willing to like give a thought if that's but like I think working with this committee would be best by delivering something more substantive than kind of like just this one thing, if that makes sense. But
No, and I think that would be. I mean, now when I kind of think about it, I do kind of see like having it included in one can offer a greater like statement to them. Like in terms of the language that is in here, I think it would mostly remain the same, but just with those additions. So I wouldn't be opposed to that if we want to go through that path.
Yeah, I'm down, and I don't want, like, my intention isn't to like change anything here. Like, if they end up realizing no, like, this is the best idea, then I'm down to go with this idea.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts
I'm.
before? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, you're good. You're good.
Any other thoughts or emotion?
Josh, is the recording still going?
I believe so. Yeah, I didn't hear it stop.
Should he just try to phone call me?
Wait,
Everything's.
sorry, I just didn't know who had called.
Oh, okay. Everything's good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, does anyone else have any thoughts? Okay. Then yeah, we can revisit this then in a week. I'd be okay with that.
Is there a motion?
Motion to exit informal discussion.
Motion to exit informal discussion by Senator Manusia, seconded by Senator Yang. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we are out of informal discussion. Is there another motion?
I motion table
Item D.
item D.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Motion to table item D by Senator Beardsley, seconded by Senator.
For a week, yeah.
Yes,
Wait,
for a week.
wait. Okay.
Is up
Oh.
for a week.
Wait, yeah, sorry.
Rescind the motion.
I rescind my motion. I motion to table item D for 1 week.
Okay. Motion to enter item D for 1 week by Senator Beardsley. Is there a second?
Second, yeah.
Second by Senator Scott. Any objections? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, item D has been tabled. Is there another motion? Oh, wait, no, there isn't another motion. We're going to move on to final roll call. Senator Golshani here, Senator Beardsley,
Here.
myself here, Senator Ricardo here, Senator Scott,
Here.
Senator Yang, Senator Amnusi, President not here, EVP here, CLO here, CPO here. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Emotion.
I like four voices. Motion to adjourn by Senator Amnusi. Is there a second? Second by Senator Yang. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we have adjourned. Yay. Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.